Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Jay Keaton, and welcome to this first episode, this first podcast of Liberty Ministries.
God had laid that on my heart. I first want to say that Tammy and I are doing fine. We are doing well. We are in the center of God's will in all things, and it feels, you know, you've had that before where God, his face is shining on you and he's proud of what you've done, and that's exactly where we're at right now, and we feel good that we're in the center of God's perfect will. The idea of this Liberty Ministries, I got to tell you, I've been doing a lot of praying, as you probably all have imagined I would be, and just asking God for guidance and being led of the Lord. And the idea of this, the word liberty just kept coming into my spirit, and the idea for freedom. To live for God in a way that God wants you to live, and how paramount that that is. Always seeking to following God's will. Always seeking to surrender your life to Him. Never allowing the things or people in this earth to distract you from that way. But listen, always stand firm in the truth. There's no replacing truth, divine biblical truth. The only place where true freedom exists, listen, is in the perfect will of God. It's found in the Bible, and it's the roadmap for our lives. That's liberty. You know, the scripture goes on to say, and we've all heard this scripture, you know, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And in that freedom is liberty. And that's Liberty Ministries. Being people who are followers of Jesus Christ. And that's all we want to be, is just disciples. The idea of Liberty Ministries is to teach people the Word of God and help them to apply the Scriptures to their life. Application, divine application, and intervention of Jesus Christ into a person's life is of the utmost importance. We need Him so much. We have to serve the Lord. Do you know, Jesus himself said, if you put father, mother, son, or daughter above me, you're not worthy of me. There is a hierarchy of things in the way we have to serve God. In all things, God has to be number one. And then the second thing, especially in marriage, is your spouse. The third thing after that would be your children. Fourth thing after that would be your immediate family. And if we put any of them above any of the others, marriages fail, churches fail, people fail. We have to have God first because there's liberty in that. God wants to bless people. He wants to help you. He wants to help you to live life where He planned for you to live it, in a state of mind that He planned for you to live in it, in a state of your spirit that He planned for you to live in this life. But it can only come, that liberty can only come if you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Understanding its truths, biblical truths, will bring you liberty, which is what Liberty Ministries or Liberty Church in the future will be all about. It's about introducing people to Jesus Christ and Christian principles for your life and discipleship. Everyone, I hope God richly blesses you. As I said before, Tammy and I are doing just fine. We've gotten overwhelming support. We've got people calling us and texting us. And I want to tell everyone that we love you so very much. And we treasure you, and we're praying for everybody, and together we will serve the Lord. We don't know where Liberty Ministry is going to go. We hope that in God's will for everything, we will have a gathering, and we will be able to worship the Lord together as God plans things, as God leads. I want you to know this scripture that I'm getting ready to choose to read to you It's in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. And let me tell you, the Corinthian church had a lot of problems. And the apostle had to address these things. I mean, they had a myriad of problems. As you read through the book of Corinthians, you're going to notice that there was people in there who thought they were superior to others, and they tried to dominate other people. There were people in there who were suing one another in the public courts. There were people who were abusing communion and how it was taken. There were riddled with sexual misconduct. This church was in plain talk, jacked up. And the apostle was admonishing them and talking to them how to straighten up and how to get back to liberty. You know, it's a funny thing in this life. The longer we do something, the more used to doing it we become. And we become kind of blind to things as they make subtle little changes. And then sometimes we can forget why we're doing something and what our perspective was when we started it. It's what happened to the Corinthian church. It's exactly what happened. They lost their mindset. They lost their focus. They forgot that this is about God. This isn't about people. This is about the Lord. This is about us coming together, not to control a situation, not to dominate a situation, not to take advantage of a situation, not to be worried about who gets the money in a situation, not to worry about control, as I said before. It's about serving the Lord. And they had forgotten that. They had forgotten that when they entered into the church building, that this is God's building, not my building, it's God's building. They had forgotten that the sole reason we gather into something that's been dedicated to God is to be in that place and be instructed by God in how to live and how to worship and loving one another, lifting one another up, encouraging one another, not suing one another, not being angry at one another, not trying to dominate one another, but encouraging, loving, lifting up, bearing one another's burdens, preferring, listen to this one, preferring others over yourselves. They'd forgotten those principles. And so the apostle begins to correct the church, and he starts by in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and I'll cut down to right around verse 16, where he talks about the veil being over Moses' face. He says, "But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." In other words, the veil that covers someone's understanding, that covers their minds. Jesus says, or I should say, Paul says that in verse 15, he says, even today when they read Moses' writings, their hearts are covered with that veil and they do not understand. There is a veil that Paul is bringing to us. It's a spiritual thing. It keeps our mind from understanding spiritual truths. And he goes on to say, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, that veil is taken away. When you turn to Jesus Christ, he will show you what is true, what is holy, what is right, and he will show you himself in all things. He will present himself in all things. He will present himself to your heart, to your soul. You will see salvation. You will understand the word of God. You will feel the love of God. You'll experience the fruits of the Spirit as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, temperance, meekness, goodness, all these things will be unveiled to you. And then he goes on to say, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, listen, there is freedom. And there stands liberty. That's Liberty Ministries. That's liberty. With Jesus at the helm. Remembering that God's in control. remembering that whatever we do, we're doing it for the Lord. That's true freedom. The idea of freedom to live for God in that way is absolutely paramount. Always seeking to follow God's will, seeking to surrender your life to Him. There's a lot of people have a problem with surrender, total surrender, not partial surrender, but surrendering your life to Him, to allow God, to trust God, to lead you, to guide you, and to love you, and to put you on paths of righteousness for His name's sake. For the scripture says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord because he has surrendered his life to Jesus Christ, and God commands the steps. Never allow things or people to distract you from God's way, but always stand firm in the truth. The only place where true freedom exists is in the perfect will of God. That is the only place that you will ever find true freedom. It's found in the Bible. The Bible, as the old song says, is our roadmap for our lives. The scripture tells us, it leads us into truth. Understanding biblical truths, listen, will bring you liberty, which is what this endeavor is all about. Introducing people to learn how to apply Christian principles to their life. In every human heart, there is a line drawn between good and evil. We are drawn to darkness because we were born into it. Listen, it was our original nature. And it's attractive to our fallenness. And there are times people give into it. But you have to choose every single day to not cross that line and to do what is good and to do what is God's will and allow God to lead you from choices that would be compelled by your fallen nature. Not to be tempted by money, power, greed, and all these things, or things that we can make an idol out of in our lives. Every human being will be judged by God in how they choose to live. We do things God's way or man's way. I choose God's way. I choose God's way every time. I learned a long time ago to get me out of the way as much as I can, and no one's perfect, but in all things, I try to remove me from the equation and ask God to lead the way because I don't know the way. He knows the way. So God has laid on my heart to begin this new ministry in which people can be free. Free to learn the scripture in its truth and accuracy. Free from traditions of man. Free from man's control over things. And free to be led by God, where the ultimate centerpiece of God's creation exists, man, who God loves so much that He gave His Son to save us by hanging on a tree, that man, who is God's most precious creation, has the ability to have liberty, liberty to love the Lord and to serve God in spiritual truth. This is liberty. I call this liberty ministry. Because where Jesus is, there is freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And there stands liberty. The Church of Jesus Christ. This new endeavor that God has put on our hearts will be what God wants it to be. It'll be where God wants it to be at. But it's going to be in the center of God's will, where true believers who have surrendered their lives to God will be. If the church can always keep an understanding that we do not do things to please ourselves, but we do things to do the work of God, that we don't own a building, we don't own a bank account, we don't own the carpet, we don't own the lighting, it all belongs to God. No matter where we go or what we do, when we stand inside of a structure that has been dedicated to God, we are to do God's will in there, allowing God to tell us what to do that would please Him and then doing it. Solely and reverently allowing God to lead When we surrender to the will of God, you will grow close to Him, and there you'll stand in true liberty. The Corinthian church had all kinds of problems, and it lost its focus. True liberty is found when we truly surrender to the Lord. The scripture says, "Who the Son sets free is free indeed." There is true love and freedom in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the scripture also says we are one in Christ Jesus in Galatians chapter 3. And when you're one, there's brotherly love, sisterly love. You enter into a family that is beyond the realms of that genealogical family that you belong to here on earth. You enter into a divine family built on God's divine love that is far greater than the depths than what you could ever find on this earth. This is liberty. To all of you who are listening to this, I want to say that I love you with all of my heart. And I truly, truly mean that. And I'm praying and seeking God and allowing God to lead. And I ask you to do the same thing. And this is what Liberty Ministry will be all about, the family of God. We hope to have a place to worship. We hope that God will lead in that way. We are waiting and allowing God to open the door. But keep praying. And I'm going to keep making these podcasts. And I'm going to teach the Word of God. And I'm going to send it to you. And we're going to follow the will of God. There are things that's about to happen. And when it does, I will let you know. I love you all. And I'll be putting another podcast out here within the next day or two. And we're going to learn together. And we're going to get into the Word together. And we're going to allow God to teach us things. And we're going to strive to do His will together. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I hear your word and I hear your voice in my heart and in my mind. And Lord, as I was out working on the farm, I could hear you saying liberty in my mind. And so, God, I have spoken it to your people. And oh, Lord, we just ask you to lead us, guide us as we take you by your hand. I ask you to minister to every person that listens to this, that you would bless them, keep them in the center of your will, that they would know true liberty and the love of God. Lord, that you would bless them and help them, encourage them, lift them up, and, oh God, lead the way. Speak the word, Lord. Your servants are listening. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.